Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
This episode brought to you by friends at JB Weld, epoxy adhesive brand used by both pros and DIYers as well. Trusted for over 50 years, and it's available at jbweld.com and retailers everywhere. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. All right, what are we talking about in this episode, Stromer?
You know, this is a big episode. We get into rent. We get into flat building as a way to kind of create construction, not only for recreation, but for theatrical productions as well. And I just was overwhelmed by your command of theater.
Yes, and I tell someone how to build a bang-up slot car set. All that's coming, as well as a little bit of singing in this episode. First, I'll tell you about BlindsGalore.com. Over 2 million windows covered. Blinds Galore does one thing. They do it better than anyone. 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements. Blinds and shades and shutters, drapes and motorized shutters. I should say shades as well, which I have in my bedroom. Great for the summer when it gets hot, man. Get those shades down. Studio, we have they're all over my house, they're all over my studio, we have them in the edit bays. That's all we use is Blinds Galore. Dr. Drew has those up in his house as well, and you can design them right from home. Just take the measurements and you can customize them online, see exactly what they're going to look like on screen before you buy. Family owned and run for over 20 years. It's BlindsGalore.com, right, Matt?
Get the high-quality custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price at BlindsGalore.com. Order your free samples today to get started and see for yourself. Make sure to let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
This is Corolla Digital.
Master Carpenter, who's here to help you out? If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on a choice, but get on a mandate. Get it on. I got a weird sound in here. This is Ace on the House. We'll see if we can adjust that.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the song, whoa, listen to the music. You know, it gets all chorusy and shit.
I thought you were going into Kung Fu Fighting.
Well, I would have done that too. That's the same. That's the same part, actually. It's all the same.
Ho 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 ho. Da 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 da. Ho 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 ho. Na 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 na. Ho 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 ho. Ba. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Na 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 na. Oh, started to. Yeah, that's worked a little bit there. All right, we'll adjust this on the fly. Still at the lakefront property, Stromer?
Yeah, I'm still here at the lake house. We are doing great, and everybody seems to be kung fu fighting here, man. I'm just eating, drinking, and laying in a bed, like, you know, misery with Jimmy Conn, but no one has broken my legs.
Nobody deserves it more than you, my friend.
I know, right? Come on, maybe next time you come, we do this together. We'll both wear diapers, space diapers, and just lay in poo. Right?
You're the hardest working man outside of show business.
That's exactly right. He's trying to get in again, just can't seem to get there.
Keep knocking, but they don't answer that door.
If that, hey, according to Zoltar, if that van is a knocking, don't come a knocking. That's right. There
it is. Zorback, how dare you? All right. Well, we'll try to remedy this weird little audio glitch we're having.
No problem.
We brought our own.
How are you, man?
Chris Maxipatis now entered the fray.
Oh boy.
He's known by nobody as the fixer.
Yeah, he is.
He's a fixer. Whoa, wait. Yeah, well,
that's what he does.
No. Still no. All right. Well, you're working on nothing.
Well, Adam, let me tell you something. I used some of your mighty door prowess today because the door to the cabin that is called the woodshed, which used to be, quote unquote, a woodshed.
I think the fixer fixed it.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I cut my door bottom off and I trimmed the top. I had to glue it up because my son was shoving it onto the transition. And, you know, our kids, instead of like going, hey, this door is not operating properly, maybe dad or I should cut the bottom. He just kept forcing and forcing and forcing until the laminate just broke at one of the seams and the whole door came off in his hand. And there was just the side rail on the hinges left.
Really?
Yeah. So then I had to glue her up, borrowed the clamps from the guy, my friend Eddie, Steady Eddie, who's the foreman here at the camp.
You borrowed bar clamps.
Borrowed bar clamps from him and a saw, cut it off. And, you know, I can't escape the world of home improvement. I did it here. I'll do it there. I do it everywhere. That's what I do.
It was a raised panel door?
Yeah, it's a raised panel, shitty interior door that they used for an exterior door.
Oh, man.
And so I just repaired the bad and made it open and operable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm always doing something here.
You glued it up, you bar clamped it, then you undercut it.
Undercut it and cut it on the top, too, because it was binding at the top, because the whole foundation, this thing, which is on piers, sinks because it rains so much here in Michigan that it no longer is in square. Mm-hmm. So I just made it out of square and made it fit in the door jam, and it works fine.
What year's the cabin?
Well, the first cabin was built in 31.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an addition probably in 56. And then the stabbing cabin, or the woodshed, as we like to call it, is the place where, you know, the kids used to listen to the Foghat and have sexual relations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of remodeled so that families can live in that room as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's where my son recovered from some COVID. He got a little touch of the COVID.
Which son?
The basketball kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so we got questions. We'll take some calls. We got some tweets and some emails, some vids. Matt's always ready to share a few of those with us. What do you got for us, Porcelain Punisher?
Well, if you're not already following us on Twitter, you should do that because you can follow us at Ace on the House. You'll be able to see when we take your calls, and you can also tweet in some questions like this one that I'm definitely not stalling for right now. I have right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on,
man.
It's right here in front of me.
Yeah, while
he's doing the hunting, what is the origin of Porcelain Punisher? Is it a diarrhea scenario?
Yeah, mysteriously, I found it just in time to not have to answer that question. You son of a bitch.
Everyone, use your imagination.
All right, so here is a tweet from Foot Shaped Mouth. Many carpenters swear by the chalk line over a laser. Can't they be snapped crooked? # never understood.
Well, they don't really get snapped crooked if they're taut, right? But they can. I mean, there's a bunch of the chalk.
There is human error in the chalk line.
But
if it's not taut and there's not enough chalk, it fails miserably.
The thing about the chalk line is you pull it out and it spills chalk all over the place when you're pulling it out, right?
Right.
And then when you gather it up, it spills more chalk. And then at some point, if the chalk line's there too long, somebody steps on it and smears it away and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I would say the laser has replaced the chalk box, the chalk line. But
the only problem with the laser is that daytime application for stuff like foundations where there's sun or you're outside, you don't see the laser effectively. So then you kind of go back to chalk line city. But you got to remember, before you pull that chalk line out, you got to tap it a couple of times and buy the metal ones. Don't buy the plastic ones.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure before you pull the string out that there's chalk in it so that you don't pull, you know, waste 100 feet of line and realize there's nothing in there to make a mark anyway. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't like the chalk line for like cross cutting or even ripping like a plywood panel. Sometimes guys get out the chalk line and they snap it on it. Get out a T-square.
Yeah.
Sorry, but get a T-square out for that. Also, when you fire up the circular saw, it'll blow the chalk away as you're going down what was the chalk line. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not ready to put it out to pasture, but I agree. The big T-squares, they didn't really have those back in the day. You know,
they did.
People would
use. You know what I love about the T square is that you can clamp them and use them as a guide for the edge of your circ saw, which I think is kind of
or better yet, for if you're hanging drywall, use it for a guide for your knife.
Yeah, that's
right. You know what I mean? But
but
back in the day, guys would use a chalk box to mark up their drywall. And, you know, you could drag the knife along it. But, yeah, get a good T-square and get a laser and call to life. Someone's buying a new house and wants advice on upgrading it. Should we jump on to line one? Dave, 34, San Diego.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Guy.
Hey. Hi, Guy.
Hey. I'm going to have to start listening to this show a lot more frequently than just ACS.
All right.
So I am waiting to get my keys and finalize all my inspections to move into my new house down here in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flip house, and the only areas they put in, you know, new fake floors, you know, synthetic wood throughout, except for the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And in the backyard, it's basically a blank slate of just flattened dirt that they threw some gravel over.
Mm-hmm.
So this
those
house
bastards.
Is at the top end. Sorry?
I said those bastards. That's all they did?
That's all they did.
Terrible.
Tons of bitches.
Ahead. Yeah.
And then so in the backyard, you know, flattened, just threw gravel over it. So I'm wondering, you know, moving in, am I better spent, you know, throwing money towards getting those carpets ripped out of the bedrooms and kind of waiting to do like a concrete slab in the backyard, or where would you kind of first throw money in if you're moving into a house, you know, and not overextending?
Well, are you moving in with somebody?
My wife.
Because she's probably going to want you to spend it on the carpet first. Makes sense. It also makes sense if you're moving in, you know, not to put a bunch of furniture and a sectional sofa and everything in a room and then decide to carpet it a year later. I would put my money into the carpet, and, you know, the backyard, you can kind of get to it as you get to it after you're all sort of comfortably moved in. Stromer?
Yeah, and I 100% agree with you, Adam. And the reason mostly is because until you live in the space, you're not going to really understand like how you guys migrate in and out of the outside area yet. Does it become an entertainment thing? You'll naturally discover what you would do out there, and then you could design to that in the future before you know what you're about to do. But in the bedroom, let's face it, we know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. As he comes live, broadcast live from the stabbing cabin. What's Foghat's biggest song, Stromer?
Slow Ride.
Right. All right. Just making sure.
What's the second half of that? Take it easy. So what am I saying to you? Get some carpet and take it easy, my friend.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Enjoy that.
Can I ask one more?
Yeah.
One more quick question. I need to get some tools, some power tools for myself, you know, to just have on hand.
Good call, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some recommendations, favorite brands that you guys like?
Well, everyone makes a nice battery-operated Chubb pack now, right? So you get the drill and the impact driver, get a little circular saw, maybe add a jigsaw or a Sawzall, you know, bayonet saw to that that item. Orbital sander, you know, plug in whatever, as well as, you know, get a torpedo level, get a 4 foot level, get a 2 foot level, get
hammer.
Yeah, and get a couple of 4 inch squares. You don't, you might not need the big 4 foot T square, but at least get a framing square, like a bigger size square and a smaller hip valve square.
Yeah.
But, everyone,
I think a plumb bob too, right? I want him to have a plumb bob.
You should have a plumb bob, which, by the way, one argument for the plastic chalk box is it is a plumb bob.
That's true, you but can it's kind not of picture heavy. That. It's not heavy enough, Adam.
It's not a great plumb bob, but
it's not
it,
a heavy
it
enough
is,
plumb bob.
It is plumb bob shaped. It comes to a point.
True.
I forgot they could use them for that.
Yeah.
All right. Look, you know, Makita's good. Milwaukee's good. DeWalt is a lot better now. I think DeWalt has upped its game a lot. When DeWalt came out, I wasn't a big DeWalt fan. Everyone else seemed to be a DeWalt fan. I wasn't. I think history has proven me correct. But DeWalt's upped their game. So everything's good. The real question, and everything works now. You know, you can get Ryobi or whatever you want these days. But, and you could get, I'm trying to think of.
Bosch.
Oh, Bosch is, yeah, Bosch is always good. But, you know, on the cheaper side, shit.
Craftsman.
Rigid does stuff now, too.
Yeah.
The real question with the buying of the tools, Dave, is you being judged.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So you got your brother-in-law. He's a journeyman carpenter. He comes over to see the new house. You walk him out to the garage for a couple of beers, and he sees the Ryobi stuff, and he says, and that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, and then that's there's an awkward silence.
There's judgment. There's judgment.
Yeah.
I would worry about my sister-in-law. She's the handy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
she's in theater production up there.
Oh,
by you guys.
Well, you don't want that lesbian barging in on your party.
No way.
And calling you out on your low rent shit.
Exactly.
Although Rent is the name of a fantastic musical.
Did I like it.
She's probably built a few flats for that production. So, she's probably building flats and wearing flats. That's her thing. All right. Thanks for the laugh, Strummer. Point is this.
Actually genius tie-in. Thank you for that.
You shall be judged. You will be judged. Now, look, you know, Ryobi may be plenty enough tool for you, but you don't want her pulling up in her Forester.
No.
Stepping out in those Birkenstocks and walking into that garage with a face full of judgment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So for that reason, I might pay a little extra and step up to Milwaukee.
I would too.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Let me tell you guys about Talkspace. Everyone's racing to get back to normal, but what about feeling normal? That can take a little time. Well, now's time to prioritize your mental health. We all talk to our friends, our family through some tough times, although I don't seek advice from my family, those ne'er-do-wells. But the point is you guys might, but maybe you want to talk to a professional. Talkspace makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist, send unlimited messages, and schedule live video sessions from the comfort of your own device. Start messaging in a day, and you can do it the very same day you sign up. Individual and couples therapy and medication and prescription services as well. Talkspace works around your schedule, your convenience. Go anywhere and take your therapist with you. It's Talkspace, right, Matt?
Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code ACE. That's $100 off when you use code ACE at Talkspace.com.
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, da, da,
ho, 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 ho.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
Ho, 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 ho. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Do you remember how in the 70s that melody was every Asian inspired commercial or song?
Oh, either that or like when the Chinese guy walked out on the stage, a big gong would go off. A gong. Right. It's like we've come a long way, baby.
We really have. We really have. I'm very proud of this nation.
Yes, we should be. All right. You got emails, tweets.
Yes,
vids.
We do. We got an email question. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. You can see pictures and videos at aceontheroof.com. Here's one from Brian in Madison. Get it on, guys. I got a little too ambitious spray painting some items on my patio and oversprayed it onto my front and back porch. Yes, it happened twice. And yes, I'm an idiot. Ooh. My wife's words for letting it happen twice. Now I've got white outlines on the cement. I've tried paint thinner to remove it, but it didn't make a difference. Can you guys recommend any product or way to remove this so my wife can stop calling me an idiot every time she walks by it? Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Fear not, young friend. That is a simple fix with just either A, the rental of a power washer, or B, the purchase of a power washer.
Mm.
Done. Go on.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You can score it with a power washer if you use the wrong head, or you get the Briggs & Stratton 5 horsepower and crank up the volume. You know what I mean?
That's true. If you use the tip that's really concentrated, you can create lines.
Yeah,
but if you get the right tip, it's gone.
It's easy to score it. If you don't have that kind of money or wherewithal, a wire brush with some paint thinner will work. In this application, a wire brush with some goof off will work.
If it's latex paint, the goof off will work great. If it's not, then the thinner will work fine.
Yeah, the thinner, the mineral spirits, acetone, what have you, denatured alcohol. But the paint thinner and hit it with a wire brush. I don't think that's going to score it up too much. That should work. And it should get rid of that. I did the exact same thing at my house like 2 weeks ago. So we live in the same world, and I haven't even gotten around to it. But yeah,
tell that wife of yours, look, at least I'm spray painting something. What are you doing except making critical judgment of me?
That's right. So wire brush, paint thinner should be able to knock that out. And you don't need a power wire brush or a wheel or anything, just a hand wire brush should do it. All right. Someone's building a slot car track in their garage.
Ooh.
Dad? Is that?
Hey.
Is that you? All I wanted was a goddamn slot car track. I'm adding that to my list.
Nope.
I could have had a decent childhood if I had a basketball hoop, a dog, and a slot car track on a piece of plywood.
But you got was a father and a trumpet.
That's right. Flugelhorn.
That's all you got.
Did you have a slot car set?
No, but I had a place in Evanston, Illinois I went to called Tom Thumb that had like 7
lanes?
Different tracks.
Oh, really?
Huge tracks with banks. And that was a huge thing for me. I had the car, you know, we worked on the motors and spray painted the body from the inside.
From the inside.
It,
yeah, the body would be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Loved it. It was so fun.
So, Jeremy, you going to make a slot car track?
Yeah, I used to have one at my old house before we moved in the basement, and now I'd rather move this one to the garage, but I want to lift it up into the ceiling maybe with some kind of winch system to get it out of the way, but I just wonder what would be the best material for this so I can still tack the track down because you don't want it flopping around, and it has to be strong enough to hold the weight but not too hold that it's going to like bow and bend down. What would you recommend
for that? You got to have a base that's rigid for sure, right? And then the track goes onto the plywood,
like the weight
or whatever.
Is it going to be bigger than 4x8?
Yeah, this will probably be 8 feet wide by 16 long.
And you're going to hoist that thing up? You want to do it in pieces? You want to make it modular? Yeah.
I've seen other people build them like this for railroad train models that do the same thing and about this size. But I thought slot car tracks mostly plastic, so it shouldn't be that heavy.
Well, you come to the right place, my friend.
Nice.
Well, we were talking about set building in our last show. We talked about this. I would build it like a flat. I am not a fan of over-engineering shit. There's no reason you need to make this frame out of 2x4. Make it out of 1x4. It's plenty strong enough. If you want to corner, you want to make corners, you know, the corner legs, make the corner legs. You know, 90 of them to put two together. I mean, I don't know how nice you want this to look. I don't know if you want to, you know, how deep you want to go with it.
I think he wants to kind of do it, though, with 1x material as if it were a deck. Because you don't want any sagging on this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right? All right. Here's what I would do. I would make four by eight frames. Okay? I would make that out of 1x4. Okay? I would make sure that you were no longer than 8 foot, no wider than 4 foot for when you skin it. Okay?
Yep.
I would place legs on all four corners, and I would corner them. I'd take 1x4 and put them together in a corner configuration and tuck them inside.
So they fold up like a card table?
No. I mean, unless you really wanted to go deep with it, I would put them inside of my corner on the corners.
I see.
And I would make them corner shaped. Hey, look, if you really want to rip off 3/4 inch and make them symmetrical, you can too if you have a contractor saw. I would put one leg in the middle on the 8 foot run, you know, along the way. That doesn't need to be a corner. That could just be another piece of 1x just going straight down. I would make the ladder, the frame of it. I'd put the cross pieces 2 foot on center. I would skin it with the half inch Luon or half inch multi-grade ply or something a little better, or even a good one side, you know, half inch ply. If I had my druthers, I'd use a finish gun and put this stuff down, maybe even a bigger staple.
And I would glue gun. It. I'd glue it so it was rigid and
glue
held
it
together.
Yeah, but
glue it and then tack it.
Take that ladder and square it up to the ply. You know, let the plywood act as your square before you nail it down, right?
Right. Okay. And then I would also, if you're gonna hoist it, you're gonna have to feed rope or wire up through, you know, let's say it's, what'd you say, 16 long and 8 wide or whatever?
Yeah, so he's making four of these tables.
You're going to want to then connect all of those with a latch or make sure that they can all be individually lowered. But if you do that, then this thing won't stay flat and true. So you got to connect them all, right? Pre-drill your holes, get your rope up into some kind of a hoist system with a simple boat hoist.
Let him figure the hoist out. I don't want to. I'll figure the hoist part out.
But I mean, you want to be able to lower it down so that legs kind of untuck, I think, if you want to use the garage underneath it. So they got to be card table legs that have some kind of hinging system on them.
Well, if you want to get into that, it's going to be a lot more work. But I agree with Stromer, you'll have more headroom. Although the legs are only going to be like 32 inches. Yeah. You know, they're not going to be that tall.
But I like the idea, though, of it going up and down because you don't want to lose all that space when you're not using the track.
One last thing, Adam. Your slot car of your Datsun 510.
Ooh.
The VRE. Yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Ride.
You got the
now
one.
You got to do legs.
You got the red, white, and blue one?
I got the red, white, and blue one, and then the blue, white, and red one. They've made like opposite colors.
You got the 46 car and the... whatever car I got, 44? No, that's the Roadster. What the hell's the other number? We'll figure it out. 96? What the hell's that?
But anyway, they make your cars in miniature size, so I'm not a millionaire, but I'm I got enough to get your cars in the smaller scale.
Well, before we go full gay, because right now we're only half gay. no, thanks. So I would then also attach each table on edges where they meet, you know, square everything up, even everything up, and just pop like an inch and a half Decker screw or something in there. If you want to put a washer on it, you know, that's fine. If you want to go whole hog and put like a blind nut on there and have like a male and female kind of thing, that's a step further. But this is pretty straight.
46 and 38 are the most common numbers I'm seeing.
Let me see a picture of those cars. What the hell's the number of Mike? What's the number of my car? It's bothering me now. Oh, yeah. One of them's destroyed. Yeah, keep scrolling down. Yeah, mine's 85. That's right. Sorry. All right. So it'll be light. It'll be strong. That's the way to do it. Can you handle that?
Absolutely. Thank you. I just wanted to know what to use on the top of it. And I think you guys answered my questions.
Oh, let me go one deeper.
Yeah.
I think you're going to want to put some adjustable platform leg things on the bottom of those things, because garages will have a slope on them, you know, might be.
Yeah, that's right.
It might, you know, there's a water situation. You're in Iowa. It's going to be sloped down in there for the drain or pitched back, you know, toward the door. You're going to want to get some of those little chrome, you know, feet for it that you can unscrew and screw in, yeah. You know, adjust it, you know, within an, you know, they'll give you about 2 inches of adjustment so that you can throw level on that thing and get it dead nuts on all the way around.
I will do that.
Sounds yeah. like a fun garage.
Yeah. How old's your son?
Well, I have two daughters. They're 13 and 8. But then I also have a club that we race like once a month in this area. And there's like five other guys with tracks in the area. So we just have a few beers and barbecue and race.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome.
Good.
Well,
that's
look,
good stuff.
Do my 510 proud, would you please?
I will. I'll get a video out to you on Twitter.
Please. Thanks, Jeremy. All right. Let me hit JB Weld, everyone. JB Weld, World's Strongest Bond. Pros have trusted it for over 50 years. But you don't need to hire a pro. You will be the pro when you avail yourself of some JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I personally know the owner. I hung out with these guys and at SEMA. And whatever you want to do, crafts, plumbing, marine, use JB Weld. And they have a product for metal, wood, plastic, glass, ceramics. I've used it on my son's tennis shoes. I used it on some stonework in front of my house. I used it on this glass ceramic cold roller thing where the handle broke for my daughter. I use JB Weld all the time. You should too. And by the way, they got Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So don't just glue it. JB Weld it, right, Matt?
That's right. JB Weld is available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
Well, Alex, 36, wants to relocate a outdoor hose bib. Is that right, Alex?
Yes, sir. I got the hose bib conveniently under the deck. I want to do a 90 out of it to the exterior copper, maybe with a valve on it, and then go up maybe 4 feet so there's above the deck. I can actually use the damn thing. And very, very little or poor soldering skills on my end.
All right. Well, we'll make a champion sweater out of you before the day's through.
It's a good place to learn, though, outside, where it's not imperative that it works perfectly the first time. So good, that's good.
So it's all copper?
Well, in the crawl space is a frost-proof kind of, you know, 1.5 foot thing that goes on the inside of the house. It's Colorado, so I want to make sure I can drain it out properly. But I would just assume it would be a copper elbow going 90 degrees up. And then a fixture.
Well, Stromer, do you have any sweating knowledge?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of time, the biggest problem with the sweating is that you can't get the water out of the existing pipe. So a lot of the guys that I've watched do this, and I've done this too, is you just get some bread and soak up that extra water. And then you can time it where you're, you know, you're blotting out the water, and then you make your sweat, and hopefully the solder works out at that point.
Yeah,
just sand it, sand it out first, both sides, get the burrs out. They sell all sorts of kits that have, you know, a little brush that goes in or outside of the pipes or the caps or whatever you're doing, the elbows, you know, and put the flux on and then go to work and give it a shot. Get yourself a good torch and try it. Start from the top, and then it drips down under the bottom, and then circle the whole thing. Bend the solder to the right shape so that you're able to touch it when you're moving your hand around the whole pipe. And I think you'll be fine, man.
Gary can look it up, but I think the solder will move toward the heat source.
Yeah,
so
it'll fall into the right place as you're doing it. It's pretty weird how that works, but it does.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Do I make the cut inside the house? Because the current spigot is flush against the siding. Do I cut it off on the interior and then go from there outside?
It just depends on how you want it to right angle up and be straight or flush. Do it for you if you're soldering the first time. Definitely get out of the crawl space if you can, so that you're not in some weird, precarious, constrained
house fire situation.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be outside if you can. Just make it outside.
Yeah, it's scary in there, too.
I know.
Like Stromer said, you have to make sure that shit is dry, because if there's water in there, it just does not work. So definitely make sure it's dry. Yeah, go get one of those kits. It's got a bottle brush for the male, for the female side. It's got the weird raspy thing for the male side. You know, make sure it's all clean. Flux it, you know, to prep it. So it's all about prep. Dry. Clean, deburred, scuffed up, fluxed, and then
sweat. Torch too. It's like there's a lot of, you're never really holding the torch and the flame right on it. You're kind of coming in and out with heat. You know what I mean? You kind of, you'll be able to gauge it as you go. In other words, you're not always holding the flame right at the point where the solder is going on the pipe. You're kind of coming in and out.
Now,
to
yeah,
see
I think
how much
you go inboard a little on the male on the go inboard a little on the female side, because it should draw toward it.
So internet is divided on this one. Basically, there's a bunch of guys fighting with each other, and the general consensus seems to be, yes, what you said is correct. But when you get down to a technical, like, physics standpoint of it, they're saying, no, that's not real, and it's about surface tension. But everyone seems to agree that it does flow
toward the heat source.
Yes.
And then what about the horizontal brace on a gate? What direction does that go, Gary?
North to south.
All right. Well, there. We've covered it all. Now, look.
Okay.
If you want to finish this shit off like a pro, Alex, take a wet rag after you're done doing your sweating, and get the dog nuts of copper of solder off with it. You know, give it a quick wipe down. It gives it a great finished look. There's nothing better than a plumber that gives it that finished look. Am I right, Stromer?
That's right, young man. And also, Alex, make sure you get the appropriate size fasteners for the copper coming up, however high you want it to be. And then it should have some sort of a synthetic barrier between the metal and the copper, because you don't want metal on metal. So definitely some kind of rubberized scenario.
You don't want the dissimilar metal situation.
Correct.
Going
right.
Like where the
and get the right size so it doesn't rattle.
Yeah. All I heard was sweating and dog balls, so I'll call you guys next week for an update.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate
please.
You guys. Thanks so much.
I said dog nuts. Give me a break. Yeah. All right, we got another one.
We got another email question. Ace and Stromer, get it on. This is Dan, 25, in Toledo, Ohio. I just bought my first house and built a deck with my dad and father-in-law.
Woo!
Sorry,
Jesus.
Ace.
Wow.
I want to cover
strike
up...
3.
I want to cover up the bottom of the deck and hide all the extra masonry we broke up to construct the deck. I'm looking for something more aesthetically pleasing than lattice. I'm also looking to cover up the AC unit without cutting off proper air supply. The opening is 80 by 48 with posts on each corner. I'm hoping you guys have some ideas for functional use, suggested dimensionals to keep the proper airflow. The AC is getting old. We might have to replace it soon, so I don't want the structure to be too permanent. Appreciate all the help.
Yeah, well, you need airflow with the unit. I would get a grill grate type material that you could probably get at a metal supply place. Obviously, somebody's going to have to cut that down and maybe even weld an edge on it or something for you. You can do the math on dropping it in and putting a ledger.
Yeah, like almost like a New York City grate over the sidewalk, right?
Yeah, that kind of feel. It'd probably be a little more of a heavy duty screen configuration than a big like thick barbecue grill. So that should take care of the, you know, you can get a carborundum blade and a thin wheel and a, you know, skill saw and go to town if you want to cut your own metal. It's fine. You know,
yeah, I like that. That's good because then you have full ventilation. You can still walk on or put a grill over it.
What do you think about the side? The deck's up about 2 feet. He doesn't want to look at what's underneath it.
If you don't want to do lattice, I would use the same deck wood and do like literally a mini fence all the way around the perimeter that's going either vertically or horizontally.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I would also think that if I was going to close off a deck, I would really close it off because you don't want a family of possum living under there. You know what I mean? If it's open, it's open. The family's not going to move in. But if you close it sort of halfway but not quite good enough, you're going to get vermin and stuff under there.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I would
make sure there's an access panel, though, if you do that, just so you can get it.
Yeah, an access panel. But I would also think about excavating down 4 inches or something, like into the soil, really make sure you couldn't get a bunch of family of rats making their home down there, whatever it is.
Got to get behind the stairs, too. You can't just leave that open.
Right. So access panel. Same material will look good. I can't.
I think you could panelize everything, pre-build it, and then create some vertical bracing, you know, like just maybe every 4 feet, put a 4x4 or something down into the dirt so that you just can screw onto this thing so it can be removed if necessary.
If you wanted to have some sort of marine grade plywood and paint it some neutral color or something, you know, that's an angle too, but I'm with Stromer. I would take the same material, have an access panel, go with the great grill on the top and call to life. All right, Stromer, you got Geico over there?
Well, kids, question, as you know, always, do you own or do you rent your home? Well, sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Well, bundling policies with Geico. Now, Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too. Why? Well, because you already have so much to do around your home. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Visit geico.com.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows because I'm going everywhere.
You got to be out in the world making people laugh. Man.
I got it now more than ever.
Ever.
Also, tons of great movies. We got the Shelby Doc and we got all our movies, The 24-Hour War. You can see that on Netflix. We also have our Pluto TV channel. It's free. 687's got all our movies there. Tons of great content there. Paul Newman Doc is there. Some really good movies there as well. So check it out for free on Pluto TV channel 687. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.